This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Earlier this year, avian flu devastated the poultry industry. About 48 million chickens, turkeys, and other domestic birds were impacted nationwide. 1.9 million birds were euthanized in Wisconsin. In the state, 9 commercial turkey and egg-laying farms and 1 backyard poultry flock had birds contract the virus. Those farms were quarantined to prevent avian flu from spreading elsewhere, and they faced a difficult recovery in late summer and early fall. WPR's Scott Gordon joins me in the studio to fill us in on the lasting impact of the avian flu. Scott, other farmers who are raising poultry across the state, whether or not the outbreaks were anywhere near their farm, they were impacted too, correct?
Right. And so for farms within a certain radius, 6.2 miles of an infected farm, they're subject to some extra scrutiny and testing to make sure that the disease isn't spreading to them. But there's also lots of other indirect effects. For example, a lot of countries placed export bans on poultry products from a lot of different U.S. states and counties. And so that did have a big indirect effect. It had an effect on farms that raised chickens for meat, even though there weren't any meat chickens or broilers, as the industry calls them, impacted in this particular epidemic. You know, and even for people like grain farmers, you know, a great deal of grain and other crops raised in the state is raised to sell to other farmers as feed. So it radiated to them as well.
And beyond the farmers, beyond the farm itself, consumers really saw the impact of this. We saw it when we went to buy eggs.
Right. So the most drastic impact was on egg prices. They've been going up. They're still going up. According to the latest consumer price index in September, they were 37% more expensive than a year before. And I'm sure everyone who buys eggs at the supermarket has been seeing that. Chicken meat did get a little cheaper because there was all this chicken meat that couldn't be exported. So that drove down the prices a little bit. Turkey meat has gotten more expensive, but it's not as drastic of an increase. And analysts and other agriculture industry people I've talked to think that there's going to be, you know, enough turkeys to meet demand for the holidays and so forth. Stores might not do as many specials and discounts and things like that.
There's never really a normal period when it comes to ag pricing. So will we see prices kind of level out to where they were a year ago? Or does this become the new normal when it comes to egg prices or chicken prices or turkey prices?
Well, I guess that's not really clear because there's still some anxiety as to whether the disease will come back. And when it gets cooler in the fall, it's a lot more conducive to the virus. The virus is very sensitive to temperatures. That's why you saw it drop off in the summer after this huge epidemic, is that it's pretty temperature sensitive. There's fairly low temperatures over which it cannot survive.
So what are the chances? What do researchers think in regards to the avian flu coming back or not coming back?
Well, it's really hard to game it out in terms of predictions and probabilities, but it is known to be just out there in the wild bird population. And, you know, usually what happens is a wild bird ends up passing it to a commercial poultry flock. And from there, it can be spread to other farms. There was a big problem this past year with it being spread from farm to farm on people's clothes or vehicles. And that's something the industry and regulators have really responded to by saying, okay, we have to step up biosecurity practices, have more control over who's visiting farms, have more sanitization of vehicles and people's clothes and stuff as they go from farm to farm.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Scott.
Thanks, Maureen.
WPR's Scott Gordon has spent the last few weeks looking at the impact and lasting effects of avian flu in Wisconsin. You can find more stories on the avian flu at WPR.org/avianflu.